This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. She urged citizens to make India the center of global business and knowledge once again. The president said this while addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi today. She said the foundations laid for Atmanirbhar Bharat during the COVID era have been continuously delivering. She added that a key dimension of Atmanirbhar Bharat should be where the impact of global instability is felt the least upon the national economy.
एबीसी अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजार और भारतीय उत्पादकों के बीच में सेतु का कार्य करता है आपको ग्लोबल वैल्यू चेन में भारत की भूमिका को तथा भारत के उद्यमियों की भूमिका को निरंतर विस्तार देना है वर्ल्ड ट्रेड ऑर्डर और इंटरनेशनल इकोनॉमिक ऑर्डर में हो रही परिवर्तनों में उनका कारण आपकी भूमिका और अधिक महत्वपूर्ण हो गई है
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with Governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, in New Delhi. Today, in a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed India-US economic ties and its potential with Governor Reynolds. The Ministry of Labour and Employment today signed a Memorandum of Understanding in New Delhi with a private company to enhance employment and skill development for the youth. The MOU was signed in the presence of Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandavia underlined the importance of job creation and employment generation as key pillars of a strong and self-reliant India. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting raids at several places in West Bengal today in connection with the illegal sand mining case. Officials of the ED are interrogating various persons employed in private organizations in Paschim Medinipur, Nodia, Jhargram, North 24 Parganas and other districts including Kolkata. Central paramilitary forces have secured all the places being raided by the ED. In Manipur, security forces arrested six cadres of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted yesterday. According to Manipur police, security forces arrested two cadres of militant groups, PLA, one cadre each of KCP, MFL and UNLFK near Indo-Myanmar international border in Tengnupal district of Manipur. In another operation, two active cadres of militant group KCP, Apunba were arrested from Lilong Chaching, Mamang Lekai of Imphal West district. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector of Jammu last night. Our correspondent reports that the intruder Siraj Khan from Sargodha in Punjab province of Pakistan was noticed by troops of the Border Security Force manning the Oktroy outpost at 9:20 p.m. on Sunday. The troops fired a few rounds after challenging the intruder, who was subsequently arrested near the border fence. Some Pakistani currency notes were recovered from him. He is being questioned to ascertain his motive behind trying to sneak into Indian territory. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270-kilometer-long strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44 remains closed for vehicular movement for the seventh consecutive day due to ongoing restoration work at multiple blocked stretches. Restoration is underway and authorities have urged the public to avoid travel on the highway until it is fully restored. Meanwhile, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh stated that National Highways Authority of India teams are working round the clock to clear the blockade at Thard and Balinala in Udhampur district. He added that clear weather is aiding the restoration efforts and traffic movement may resume by late evening. The water level of the Yamuna River in Delhi is receding below the danger mark. According to officials, the river's level was recorded at 205.22 meters this morning. As a precautionary measure, residents of low-lying areas have been relocated to safer locations and relief camps. The warning mark of the Yamuna for the city is 204.5 meters, while the danger mark is 205.33 meters. Evacuation of people starts at 206 meters. The old railway bridge serves as a key observation point for tracking the river's flow and potential flood risks. And with that, we end this news bulletin.